Hello, welcome to Options Talk with OIC. I'm Joe Burgoyne, Director of Retail Marketing for the Options Industry Council, and I'll be your host for this podcast series. OIC was created to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars, webcasts, and podcasts. Today, we are discussing early exercise, a topic that every investor will have some experience with at some point in their trading career. But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commissions, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and option transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. Here with me today to talk about early exercise is Marty Kearney of the Chicago Board Options Exchange. Marty, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Joe. Nice to be here.
Marty, tell us a little bit about what you do with the CBOE.
I'm in business development at the CBOE, the Chicago Board Options Exchange, and I'm also an instructor for the Options Industry Council. And I just finished a talk on the road this week, giving two different nights, 3 hours apiece. So the OIC does a combination of podcasts like this, webinars, and also out on the road talking to individual investors.
Well, thanks for joining us. And from OIC's call center, we have Jeff Huddleston, a senior specialist of investor services at the Options Clearing Corporation. Hi, Jeff. What do you do with the OCC?
I work in the OIC call center, like you said. I've been working there for about 10 years, handling investors' questions related to options, anything from early exercise to adjustments to options, and learn something new every day working in the call center.
I'll bet you do. Goodness, 10 years experience there. I can't wait to hear some of the stories you have to tell us here. Well, I think with that, why don't we delve right into today's topic? Marty, what does an investor need to understand when it comes to early exercise?
What they need to understand, Joe, is this, that all individual stock options and all ETFs that trade on the different exchanges in the U.S. are American-style options, and they can be exercised at any point in time for any reason. And the flip side of that is if you sell an option on a stock or an equity, you could be assigned at any point in time, and you don't control that. So obviously, if you own an option, and many people I think that start out with options, Joe, don't realize this, that if you buy a three or four or five month option, you're not stuck with that position for 3 or 4 or 5 months. You can sell it at any point in time, and most investors do close positions, or you can exercise that option if you think there's a reason that you would like to either own the underlying shares by exercising a call or deliver shares by exercising a put.
So that position is, you know, constantly moving, and investors oftentimes, you know, are making new decisions as their investments change.
Oh, absolutely. And that just has to do with, you know, would I buy that position right now? Maybe not. Your opinion changes on a stock or on the market. So it's very dynamic with options.
Well, you mentioned a couple topics or a couple subjects there, terms, American style and European style options. Jeff, would you mind maybe explaining what those two terms mean?
Well, you know, Marty pretty much discussed the fact that you can exercise an American-style option at any time. You can buy and sell it at any time. Some of the confusion that I get working in the call center, or I notice from individual investors, is that they feel like the European style implies some sort of nationality, where if it's a European-style option, I don't want to trade those. I want to trade the American-style options.
Now, are people... you know, is it American? Is it Irish? Is it Italian? You know, is there a preference?
You know what? I kind of think that that's what they're thinking. But we certainly try to make it clear to them that American style is, you whether it's European or American, you can get in and out of that position at any time. It doesn't mean you're stuck in a position until expiration.
Okay. You know, that's a real important point.
Yeah, and the European style just means that if you own the option, you are not allowed to exercise it before expiration Friday. And if you sell a European style option, you don't have to worry about being assigned before expiration Friday because it's not allowed. So the American style option just means that you may exercise it or you could be assigned if you've sold the option. European style means if you have this position, you're going to hang on to it until you decide to exit the position or until expiration Friday. And one isn't better than another. All individual stocks, everybody has to remember, if you're trading a stock, it's an American style option. If you're trading an ETF, they're all American style options. If you're trading cash settled indexes, many of those are European style, but our talk today is obviously about the stock and ETF options that are American style.
Well, let's talk a little bit about why it happens. You know, why, you know, do investors get assigned early?
Well, the most likely reason for early exercise of a call option would be the case of a dividend. A stock is going ex-dividend tomorrow, and an investor has to be a shareholder prior to the ex-dividend in order to capture the dividend. So that would be the primary reason for exercising an option early. So if you're short a call and you know the company's paying a dividend and you don't want to have your stock called away, you might consider closing that position. Another reason somebody might exercise is as expiration is approaching, there's no time value left in the option. So a call holder is perhaps indifferent between exercising their call or selling the option in the open market.
Okay. Marty, something you want to add to that?
No, I think Jeff hit it right on the head that the time premium, when you're looking at an option, if there's time premium left in the option, in other words, if a stock is at $50 and you own the 45 strike price call, the right to buy the stock at 45, if the option is trading for, let's say, $6, it's got a dollar of time premium, the chances are pretty slim that someone would exercise that option because they're giving away that $1 of time premium.
Sure.
So as Jeff said, if it's kind of a point of indifference, if the 45 call with the stock at 50 is trading at $5, we used to say on the trading floor that the option's the same dead or alive. So at that point in time, there you could expect that there might be an early exercise.
All right, good. How about a couple other scenarios where early assignment might happen? Marty?
Well, for example, if we take a look at XYZ that's trading at $50 and we're 2 weeks away from expiration Friday, if that stock pays a 20-cent dividend, let's say, what many professionals are looking at is, should I wait until expiration Friday and own the stock, or should I exercise the option early, capture the 20-cent dividend, but keeping in mind that there's a cost to carry long stock for a few weeks. Now, at this point in time when we're taping this, interest rates are pretty darn low. But they might say 20-cent dividend, 3 cents to carry the stock for an extra 2 weeks. You know what? This makes sense to exercise the option. So as an investor that's listening to the podcast, I think it's critical that you know, does the stock that I'm trading the options on, whether I'm buying or selling, does the stock pay a dividend? And if it does, when is the dividend and what's the amount, right?
What an important point for investors, Marty.
Oh, absolutely.
And you really lay it out there crystal clear. Jeff, do you get many calls, you know, at the call center, you know, with this topic?
We do get a lot of calls in the call center, especially the day after an option goes ex-dividend. People are assigned on the option. They want to know, do they have to give the dividend to the option exerciser, or are they entitled to the dividend? So, yeah, we do get a lot of calls.
Well, you know, with regards to exercise, you know, we hear the terms, you know, X date, record date, payable date. Marty, you know, can you help us to...
Yeah, the payable date is not really a concern with the option. That's the date that if you own the stock and you're entitled to the dividend, your broker is going to make sure that that dividend shows up in your account. I don't know how they do it. It's magic, all right? But it shows up on the right day. But it's critical to know when the ex-dividend date is. And when we're talking about the ex-dividend date, a company has to decide at some point in time, if you're a shareholder today, Wednesday, and you would get the dividend, if you buy the stock tomorrow, Thursday, well, you're not going to get the dividend. We have to decide at some point in time who gets the dividend and who doesn't, because stocks trade all the time, don't they? So that would be the ex-dividend date. If you buy it the day after the day to own that option, you would be buying it ex dividend or without the dividend.
Jeff, can you touch upon, you know, the idea of, you know, the randomness of this process?
Well, we like to, at the OCC, when we get calls from investors regarding assignment and the whole process, we like to liken the process to a roulette wheel. If an investor, somebody who is long a call option or any option, or who is long an option, exercises the option, every position that is short is on, you imagine it like a roulette wheel. You spin the wheel, and wherever the wheel stops is where the assignment process begins. So it's random.
Yeah, and I think another way to think of that is if I buy an option from you, Joe, I didn't buy it from you. I bought it from the Options Clearing Corporation. You sold it to the Options Clearing Corporation. So when I exercise the option, we spin the wheel, as Jeff said, and it might end up on someone down the street, all right, that is short that particular option. So as an investor, don't be thinking, well, the person that bought that option from me at that price, it wouldn't make sense for them right now to exercise the option. They might have sold that option the next day. They might not be the person, but your name is on the wheel if you're short the option. And if someone exercises it for whatever reason, you may be assigned, and it's an irrevocable assignment.
I think that's a darn good description of things. And I think it's an important point for investors to understand. But I think for today, we've about run out of time. Would you guys be willing to come back next week to follow up on some of this?
Absolutely.
Gladly.
All right, great. And maybe, Marty, you'll have a few floor stories and war stories for us next week.
Absolutely.
Great. In the meantime, if you ever have any option-related questions, call our help desk at 1-888-OPTIONS or log on to our website at www.optionseducation.org. There are some fantastic resources on our website for all option traders, no matter what your options knowledge level is. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show, so email me at options@theocc.com. Tune in next week for the second half of our discussion on early exercise. Thanks for listening today, and remember, a little options education goes a long way.